either you had bought the property and then part of rental, that you should be holding your election chapter and the opening of your chapter of affairs of the feast of the Most Holy Rosary. Yet we are celebrating the Mass of the Holy Spirit. Obviously, to obtain of the deliberations that begin this morning, the graces of the Holy Spirit. We might for a moment remind ourselves of how that most important statement ever pronounced by merely human lips, the lips of Mary. So that statement was made under the influence of the Holy Spirit. It was only after she was assured that the Holy Spirit will come upon you and the power of the Most High will overshadow you, that she said, and with that began a new history of the human race. Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it done to me according to your word. Mary had already received her vocation. Yet, though the choices of God's creatures, she knew she was only human. And the work that God was calling her to do was beyond human power. She needed them, and she was assured grace from the Spirit of God. Having been convinced that what she was undertaking would be assisted during her life on earth and into the reaches of time and into eternity by the Spirit of God, she told the angel, really told God, behold the handmaid of the Lord. I would like to change just one word in that statement of Mary and apply it to yourself. What God is asking all of you, having been called not only individually, but collectively, to follow Him, because you see, we have occasions not only as persons, but as communities. Your community is called to respond to a special vocation. Please God, in a way that only the Spirit of God, who can read the future, knows, to renew, I don't hesitate saying, and I trust Father Gerald is speaking through me, to renew the face of the earth. I would then like to change that statement of Mary to say, behold the handmaid of the precious blood. Be it done to us according to your word. After all the prayers and sacrifices, the hopes that I am sure the fears that have been in your heart these now several months, there is one prayer that has been given to you by Almighty. Think in your heart behold, the handmaid of the precious blood. Let it be done to us according to your word. Complete, wholehearted trust in that same Spirit of God that first created your community. Trust that this same Spirit who has been so obviously with you over these, am I correct, 27 years? Now this same Spirit, having created you, will also, beginning today, and the beginning is today, recreate you, so that under the influence of that Spirit, in a way in which none of us here can dream, you will renew the faith of that earth which, except for God's priest, cannot be renewed. You then, with your trust in the Spirit of God, in the company of Mary, should be absolutely and unequivocally confident that what the Lord began, He will not just continue, but prosper through your hands and through your prayers to help God's priest, without whom, because Christ's will is so, there cannot be even salvation, let alone sanctification. How truly God has been helping you, I would almost say miraculously, to cooperate with the Spirit of God to achieve what this Spirit, better than you, knows what He wants done. All that He expects of you is complete and entire abandonment to His will. I know, having come to know you, that you will not fail Him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Thank you.